Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The United States has notified the World Trade Organization that it spent $4.7 billion on trade-distorting amber box farm subsidies in 2011. That's up 13% from the 2010 marketing year. Under WTO rules, the U.S. is permitted to spend as much as $19.1 billion in annual amber box supports. According to the filing, the increase in 2011 was due mainly to a 14% jump in support for the dairy sector, which accounted for just over two-thirds of total U.S. amber box spending. Amber box subsidies for sugar, the second biggest sector by spending, increased by 12% to $1.4 billion in the form of market price support. Wendy's company officials today say that it predicts a profit for 2014 above Wall Street expectations, helped by an increase in same-restaurant sales. Wendy executives say the fast food company forecast adjusted earnings of 34 to 36 cents a share for the new year. That's above estimates of 29 cents that was pegged by analysts on Wall Street. Same restaurant sales for Wendy's are expected to rise 2.5% to 3.5% at company-operated stores. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,355, the NASDAQ 3557, and the S&P 500 is 1834. The Dow Jones is down 26, the NASDAQ down 4, and the S&P is down 3 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Rain fell throughout most of the Midwest over the Friday-Saturday time period as expected, and there was also some melting snow that accompanied that rain, resulting in some significant runoff and a little bit of flooding. Most of those conditions have abated. Yesterday was a fine day across most of the Midwest, with dry conditions prevailing and temperatures probably the warmest we've seen for a while, and we're expecting to see the warmer air abate. So as we move forward through the next several days, three different waves of cooler air will be moving from northwest to southeast across the Midwest, and each one will bring with it maybe a little bit of light snowfall in the northern parts of the region and a little bit of a cooling bias as each system goes by. Temperatures will not be as cold as they were last week across the region, but there will still be some cooler than usual biased conditions that will evolve over time, and we'll expect that to create a little bit of a higher interest in some of the heating fuel demand across the region, especially during the colder moments. We do not expect to see a lot of extreme temperatures, but we will be seeing cooler readings. The upper portions of the Midwest will probably be coolest in two different waves. One will occur on Wednesday morning, the second will occur on Friday morning, and between those two events we'll likely see some temperatures in the negative teens and negative single digit readings across the eastern portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, with some negative single digits reaching down into portions of northern Iowa. There's a chance that northwestern Illinois will see a couple of temperatures near zero this week, but don't think we'll see it go any further to the east or south from there. Even northern Missouri will be spared of any kind of temperatures like that. We will see temperatures in the lower parts of the Midwest fall into some teens and 20s this week. And even the southeastern portions of the country will get cold. Right now, it looks as though portions of Florida's citrus country could see temperatures in the 30s on a fairly frequent basis, maybe on Thursday morning and again over the weekend. We'll watch that real closely for possible damage down that way. As far as the potential for damage in winter wheat areas of the U.S., it doesn't look like that's much of a concern. But with that said, I do want to point out that it's still not raining in the Pacific Northwest or California. Most of the western United States seeing a winter drought of significant proportions, and some of that dryness is working its way into the western portions of the U.S. plains. Most of the hard red winter wheat country will do without precipitation for the next week to 10 days. And temperatures there will probably be a little bit on the cool side, only for brief periods of time. Most of the temperatures out there will be mild enough to induce some evaporation, and we'll likely see daily temperatures running anywhere from 40s and 50s in the north to 50s and some lower 60s in the south. High temperatures across the heart of the Midwest will probably not be quite so terribly cold as we move forward through this week. We'll look for afternoon temperatures running primarily in the 20s and 30s across the north, and we'll look for readings in the south to be mostly in the 30s and 40s. Now, those two colder mornings that I mentioned before will likely bring on some cooler afternoon temperatures as well. We will see high temperatures on Wednesday only in the 20s and 30s in the lower Midwest, and probably on over the Friday-Saturday time period again, some 20s and 30s will occur in those same areas. Down in South America over the weekend, rain fell significantly Friday into Saturday across northern parts of Argentina. 1 to 2.5 inches of rain brought relief to some of the crop areas there. The rest of the country was dry, and it looks like some of the southernmost corn and soybean producing areas are still hurting for moisture, and this week's temperatures will likely soar back into the 90s and lower 100s, and we'll see little to no rain until the weekend coming up. Brazil crop weather continues to be almost ideal. There'll be some rain that will delay a little bit of field work this week, but it won't be enough to move the market in a significant manner. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red wheat is 622 and three quarters, down three quarters. July, that would be the May. The July at 620 and a half, up a quarter. Soft May wheat, 578 and a half, up three and a half. July, 584 and a half, up three and three quarters. March corn, 433 and three quarters, up one. July, 448. It's down, make that up a half. January soybeans, 1301 and a quarter, down two and a half. July, 1241 and a quarter, down two and three quarters. January soybean meal, 432.50, down 270. January soybean oil, 37.74, down 21 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks much for asking. So we got a correction in the corn market on Friday, and I guess we need to figure out how high the corn market could potentially go under what kind of fundamental news. What do you think?
Well, I think it's going to continue to struggle on rallies. 440 mark on March corn is going to continue to act like a lid here in the short term. Reaction much more muted here this morning, seeing just slightly small upticks here this morning on corn as neighboring beans kind of are a little bit weaker here this morning. It seems like without the absence of any adverse weather in South America, at least in the short term, corn is going to continue to struggle. The reality is a 1.6 carry out in a 160 million metric ton world ending stocks it just doesn't argue for a lot of upside here, Dave.
And yet, in 3 months, that number could be significantly lower if disappearance was like the first quarter, 4.324 billion bushels. That is a big number.
It is a big number. And once again, the grain stocks number continues to be a little bit of a challenge based on what the market's expecting versus what the market or what the numbers actually come out with. Been kind of a constant trend over the last couple years. So that's something definitely to watch here as we move forward. And, you know, it won't be too long. We'll be talking about acres mix and whether or not we need to buy some corn acres or not. But probably not for today's story or not, but sometime here as we head into the spring, and then we'll get into some spring weather. Those stories just aren't too far around the off the corner here, Dave.
Turn your attention to soybeans.
A little rain in Argentina again, and some active harvest going on in northern Brazil. So going to continue to struggle here, I think, bean-wise. You know, just the sheer amount of beans that are going to come out of South America is just going to be a limiting factor here moving forward, and we're seeing that kind of come to fruition here on bean futures here this morning, Dave.
How do you like 1262 and a half as support for beans?
Well, I think maybe short term could hold a little bit, but I would expect nearby beans to continue to drift lower here as long as the weather continues to cooperate and as more and more beans start to move into the world markets, Dave.
turn your attention briefly to livestock this morning?
Well, we'll see how we get started here this morning. Otherwise, not expecting a whole lot of change to get moving here. But obviously, I think cattle and hogs are going to kind of be watching this corn reaction we saw on Friday and see how they factor that in here as we get started here this morning.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day. Bye.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick on the marketplace. May hard red winter wheat, 622 and three quarters, down three quarters. Soft May wheat, 578 up three. March corn, 432 and three quarters, unchanged. July, 447 down a half. January soybeans, $13 down three and three quarters. July, 1240 down six. January soybean meal is trading at 433 and it is down 220, and January soybean oil is trading at 37.74 and it is down 21 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.